We are on Daf, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara is bringing down memories from Ule Omar Rabbi Loza. Omar Ule Omar Rabbi Loza, Behema Gasa Niknes B'Mishich. The Behema Gasa is Niknes B'Mishich. Zeg de Gemore, wo nan de Messire. We learn de Messire. Wo de Omar ki haitane. Besanje, wa chachamim oimrim, zu ve zu, be Meshiche. Aber reise, dat de Chomem seda bei Magas is nikte be Meshiche. Ab shimen oimar, zu ve zu, bahagbo. Now, before we'll see Rashi, there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos and Kedushin, which is better, Mesire or Meshiche? So Rashi and Kedushin seems to say that Mesire is better than Meshiche. So Memele, the Mishnah says, the Mori Sakashi, it says in the Mishnah, Anantnam be Mesire. So Mesire is better than Meshiche. So how could Rabbi Loza say that Meshiche is also good? My answer is this, a baraisa that the Chomim Oimrim Zuvizu B'Meshiche, Meshiche is also good. That's l'cheira how we should understand Pshat in our Rashi. Taisvis in Kedushin says, Pufakel, that Meshiche is better than Mesire. So then it would come out that Rabbi Loza is saying that only Meshiche helps. The Gemara is Sakashe, we learned that the Mishnah Mesire also helps. He holds like the Chachamim that only Mashiach helps. Al Kaponim, these are the two ways how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. B'Mesire Tanan, so L'Cheira, let's learn Rashi, the way Rashi says in Kedushin, that Mesire is better than Mashiach. So we have a Kashe on Rabbi Loza. How could you say Mashiach is good? Mesire Tanan Perakam of the Kedushin. The kiven the mosle ba'avsa kono. Afal pi shaloi moshcha mirshus moich. Now, here we have a problem already. Here we have a problem. From this Rashi would seem to be saying that Mashiach is better than Mesire. And Mesire mosle ba'avsa kono afal pi shaloi moshcha mirshus moich. Even though he didn't make a Mashiach. So, the Rashi says himself in the Rashi in Kedushin. The Rashi says over there that Mesire is better. Agavuche, we're speaking about Mesire and Meshiche. The difference between Mesire and Meshiche is, here Rashi says, Mosoloi Ba'afsa. That means that the Inyan of Mesire is a ceremony of giving over the reins to the Kainer. And that shows that giving over the reins of the behemoth to the Kainer, that's like I'm giving him the bailus, the control of the behemoth. That's the Maisen Kinyan of Mesire. And Mesire only works if you give over. That means Mehefka won't help. The Mosaloi Ba'afso. It was given over. The ceremony works with the giving over of the previous owner to the potential owner. That's number one. Meshiche, the taisha Meshiche is that he makes the behemoth go. At Kaira Lava Hibo, he calls the behemoth, he schleps the behemoth. So there we need that the behemoth has to move because of him. That's also a rose Bible. And here it would seem from this Rashi that Rashi holds that Mashiach is better. So this is, I found in the Mafteach on Babakameh that he brings someone asks this Kasha L'Cheret Tzastire from this Rashi to Rashi in Kedushin. Rashi in Kedushin says that Mashiach is better than Mashiach. The Rishash is Ma'ire. Afal Pi Shaloi Moshcha Mirishus Ma'ire. So we see that Mesire helps Bishus Moicha. This is another Gvaldik Echidish, that usually Kinyan does not help a Shus Moicha. You have to take it out of the Shus Moicha. It could be why, if Rashi holds that Mesira does help the Shus Moicha, so it could be there's a Shita Mekabetzes in Baba Basra, B'Shem Haram, that says, the gather of Mesira is commanded not yet like B'yotei Domi. I have it in my hand. That means if I can control by holding the reins of the behemoth, I can control and guide the hilach of the behemoth, so it's like I have the whole behemoth in my hand. So it could be this lumdus of commander noket lei biyodei domei overpowers that with its pershus hamoicha. It's like in his reshus, but I have it in my hands. That means chabas in the hand that I can control it. So it could be this works afilu pershus moicha. There's a svara that Magbo also hopes works pershus moicha. Also out this cheshmen commander noket lei biyodei domei. Zu vizu gasa vidake bahagvo. Rav Shimon says that you need hagvo by both of them. The gasa mitarzinim bekedushin. Now, how can you make hagvo with a behemah gasa? One has to be one that hooks and lifts up a behemah gasa. Tarzinim bekedushin. Shenoisim chavila is moira is tachas raglero. Vihi oila aleim. So that's what I elevated the behemoth from the karkois, the karkois that was on, that's also falls into the category of hagbo. Let us see Taisvis. Behemoth gas and ikadobe kam, the perkamed exusion, herach. Va omar ule omar rabeloza, achin shecholko, Masha'alayhan Shaman, you had brothers that divided up the Yerusha from their father. Masha'alayhan Shaman, what they are wearing, we evaluate. Masha'al b'neyem u'b'neyseyem ain Shaman. But what their children or wives are wearing, or here it says the daughters are wearing, ain't shaman. Amarapope pomem af mashalayim ain't shaman. Sometimes what they're wearing also we don't evaluate. Ashkachas lo begodil achi. And this is if the one who took the clothing is the eldest brother, so then we don't evaluate what he took from the tefisas abayim. Now, in order to understand what we're talking about, I'd like to mention the Lashon of the Nemuki Yosef, who explained this very well. Nemuki Yosef is on Daf Hey Omed Aleph B'Daf Hey Ori. It is around 15 lines from the bottom of the Nemuki Yosef. Shomin Masha Aleihem. We evaluate what they are wearing. So now the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef tells us what we're speaking about over here. Masha Konu Mitvises Abay La'acha Mises Abiyah. Now, when we speak about Yerusha, there are two stages of Yerusha. The two stages of Yerusha. There's one stage before the Nechosim are divided between the Yerushim. So in that stage, it is considered Tfisas HaBayis. That means it's considered like it did not become divided between each separate Yerush. It belongs to this is the Bayis. This is like this is still the Rishus Ha'ov. This is still the Rishusa of on these, the Chosim. And afterwards, when they make a Chalukah, then each Yerush takes for himself. So we are speaking about the Mekki Yosef says as follows. The father died, and he left over chosen money, and the Yoshim, the vile, didn't make a chalukah. They helped themselves to take money from the Yerusha to buy clothing. And each one bought clothing. They took the money. Mashekonu mitvises abayis la'acha mises abayim. Vadayin leibolu, a second condition over here, the clothing that they had purchased, b'shas chaluke, is still wearable. It's not, it didn't wear out. So fine. Now we come to the chaluke, and we look at the money left over. Let's say the father left over $100,000, and when we come to make the chalukah, there's missing $20,000, which each Yerush helped himself for to buy a suit, a coat, and all the good design. And now we're dividing up the $80,000. So when we're up to the division, so Rabbi Moshe said, Shomen oisai kemoi shein shovim ad. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza says that, listen, we have over here 10 Yoshim, and each one took a certain amount of money for their clothing. So now, before we make the chalukah, now we're making a chalukah in $80,000. We're making a chalukah in $100,000. So now we'll start each Yoyrish. This Yoyrish took $2,000 for a suit and two coats. So Lamai said, you took $2,000 from Yerusha. So fine, we evaluate how much it's worth now. Now it's worth $1,800. So that's $1,800 to your account. The other one didn't indulge so much, so he has $500 to his account. The third one has, and we go and we evaluate the clothing that each Yerush wears, and this is now taken into account. So Yerush Aleph that took $1,800 for clothing, so you have already $1,800 in your account, so we can divide the rest of the Yerush equally. Just remember you took $1,800. We evaluated how much it's worth now. Not how much he spent for it to begin with. V'hochi mashmelishne demasha aleihem. We evaluate what they are wearing now. That's why the town is, that's why Rabbi Loza such a loss. V'taime. V'chishoski kol chad l'chadrei. Now let us see what happened when they first started helping themselves for the Yerusha money to buy clothing, and that no one opened up his mouth. That means when Reuben took $2,000, Shimon didn't tap him on his shoulder and say, listen, here, $2,000, this is not for your own money, this is Tvises Habayis. So by not opening up his mouth, that does not mean he was mindful then. That means you want to take $2,000? Take $2,000. When we're going to make chalukah, we're going to evaluate what you took and we'll deduct it from your chalik and the Yerusha. So the keeping quiet is not a mechila. This doesn't go into the chesed. It's just a savlonis. You can take it now and we'll evaluate this. Elaladaiti. The mevi kishayla, that means now you can borrow the money. You need a suit, gizuntai. Borrow the money, so you can borrow the $2,000. The sova, hakoya kasve, because the other Yerush thinks, why should I make a tumul over here? He's taking, why should I make an asik? He's wearing it. So when it comes to the chalukya, well, he's wearing it, so we could just go evaluate the suit. And we'll deduct this from his chayim. Lemocha tafis nalei v'shemin nalei. So when we come to chalukah, we'll go and take the suit and evaluate it. I mean, this might have to make a tumul now. Oh, Koshosku Avinevdu Ebolu. What happens if he kept quiet the whole time? Benkach of Benkach, the suit got used out completely. But got lost. Emenakim lehem michelkom. Loimotzi lemeim de shosek adaita lemitvist or shosek adabola. I mean, listen, if you kept quiet for 5 years and you know it could become worthless, so I say then you're moil. Yeah. Now let us go a little further. So this is the first halacha. Achim shecholku, ma she'aleihem shomim. So when it comes to chalukah, when they come to Bezel to make chalukah, each one has to be evaluated with the clothing he's wearing, which was taken from the Tvisas Habayis, and then we'll deduct this from the Hischelik and Yudush. But that what the children are wearing, that does not go into the cheshbon. So let's see Taisus before we see Rashi. Mashal b'neim b'nei seyim ain shomim. Shemizbaishim lahaviyim lebezim. That means for some reason, the parents are embarrassed to bring the kids to Bezdin. That means they'll bring the kids with their suits, wearing the suits, we'll see in a minute, and come to Bezdin. The shankles will start running around and then they have a fight. Don't bring kids to Bezdin. Bezdin is it's a very mechubedik game. It's not a kindergarten over here. So they'll be very embarrassed to bring their children to Bezdin. And so everyone has this problem. So the Mochli Avodi, Shmizbaish Mavin LeBezdin, Umochli Adodi. So the Mochel, that means each one. So this, the clothing that was taken from Tvisas Abayis, Letzerech Aktanem, all of us would feel very uncomfortable bringing our children to Bezdin. So Memela, so whatever you took, unless Bishas Maisa, they started taking for his kids. The other brother tapped him on the shoulder. Listen here, I'm a Meicha. You take. We have to write everything down. Then that's something else. But if they didn't say anything, so their own purchase of clothing, not saying anything, doesn't mean anything. It means now we're not going to make a deal out of it, but when we come to the chalukah, we will then we'll be shaman best. But the children, since it's a bizoy, it's a busha to bring them to best, so therefore, if they didn't mention anything, shtike is like a mechil. Now, we'll see something very interesting. A posik av alves davke bigdei chul. Avo bigdei shabish shomen. Vochi isib Yerushalmi. Now, you would never call him what pshat Yerushalmi is. It's a difference between bigdei chul and bigdei shabish. So the Mishnah Melech, he brings down, there's a rosh by us also. The Mishnah Melech, and look, it's malva v'loive, peik alva v'lochehe. So the Mishnah Melech says as follows. That's what the rosh says. He said, the big day chayil, now we'll see what their wardrobes were like. The big day chayil, they took one suit for each child. So in order for Bezdin to evaluate the suit, you have to come with the child that's wearing the suit. That's the suit that he took. So Memela, and I don't want, it's embarrassing to bring the child to Bezdin. So we say, that suit you put. The big day Shabbos, when you come to Bezdin B'chayil, they say, don't have to schlep your yingle along when put the shots up the big day Shabbos. So you take along in the suitcase the big day Shabbos, and that's what we show. Zok the Mishnah Lamelech. So what if your yingle has 2 weekday suits? So that's like big day Shabbos. Then you take the one that he's not wearing, you take the Bezdin to shots up. The whole thing is the one that he's wearing, that they were Moichel Adodi. We can't, this is what he's wearing. This is his weekday clothing. So Memela, So he can't take this off him, so what he's going to wear? So, and then to bring the yingle is also embarrassing. So memeila, so that's why we say this the moichel, big day Shabbos, there's no problem whatsoever. Big day Shabbos, you bring the clothing, and that they're not moichel, and the next issue they also want moichel. This is Shitas Ataisus. Now, let us see Rashi, before we go further. Zutrashi. Now, Mashal b'neim b'neiseim ain't shomim. The kiven the bonim u bonois loy also lebeidina. So, Rashi says the children will not come to Bezin. Loy mevazinen lohu lemeisi. Now, the lashon of Rashi is very unclear. Now, the lashon of the Da'ir Zarua, I think, the lashon of the Da'ir Zarua is as follows. The kiven, the bonim ubonais, lay osu lebez. Since the bonim ubonais, lay osu lebez, that's not the lashon of Rashi. Lay mechaivi luhu lemesu. We're not mechayiv them to bring them. The lav oirech aro la'asuyei malbish noshim uktanim lebez. So that's when the Zerua learns another pshat. Pungfakem. If you'd bring the kid there, so finish the kids come and then we have an official evaluator in Bezdin and he'll evaluate the clothing that they're wearing. The kids, you can't take the bed. See, what do you want? I should come with a suitcase with an undershirt and a shirt and then a dress and those. It's not a pesach. I think the lashon of the Zerun, midach, and this is Pshat and Rashi also. Lav oirech ara lasuyei malbushei noshim uktanim lebez. And if a covered kiyid should come and bring down the scale of the noshim also, his wife's clothing that he took for this, it's not a psazai. So that's why they are moichum. That's pshat and Rashi also. That is pshat, I think so. And the vizin and lohu, them, the brothers, the meisi to bring the clothing. Now let's go a little further. Sometimes, what a brother took, also in that shom. How a chat a brother took in that shom, what kind of yeshir is this? Ashkachas lo begodul achi, the oldest brother, the one who's taking care now of the family, bin koim aviyim. They want that he should look the kovedik, he should look dignified, some mele, so that he bought for himself a $2,000 suit. That doesn't go into the cheshbon. This is not him. He's representing, he's the oldest of the family. And the nicer he'll look, the more respected he'll be. And so this is their taiva. This is their, it's not him. It's us. We're deriving benefit from this. Let us see what Rashi says. V'godol achim. Godol ha'achim ha'isik b'nechosim l'achnis ha'lo'itzi. He's the one that's taking care of the all financial inyonim of the family after the father died. Lohitzi da'at hashte nechlu la'achim telichsi miditu b'malbushim lo'i. So the achim all amaskim that he should, the clothing makes the person. So memele, if he look dignified, ki heiche de lishtam en mile. It's got a mordike gram horovitz, I just learned lessons in the Masech de Shabbos. Gemara is a kasha. Why is it that the Talmidei Chachomim in Bobo dress much nicer than the Talmidei Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara is Akasha. So the Gemara answers, they're not B'nai Torah. That's what Chumayis is not B'nai Torah. So the Gram Horovitz learns who's not B'nai Torah. The people, not the Torah. The people are not B'nai Torah. Some Eretz Yisrael, the people are B'nai Torah. So the Talmid HaChachomim, they don't look so dignified. They know who he is. They have respect for his knowledge. But in Bavel, the people, the Amoinam, are not B'nai Torah. So how are they going to express? How are they going to give respect to the Talmud Chochem? How's that Rashba and the Bavel? They don't appreciate his knowledge. So in order that they should be respected by the Amoinam, so they have to wear a nice suit. They wear a nice suit, but cover the clothing. Oh, then they respect them. Gabuch, I once heard a vote from the Pams of Chayinu Lavroche. The Mishnah says in Ovis that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisme once he left the Beis Medrash, he's walking and someone came to ask him, Rabbi, come to live in Kaimenu. He said, no, I'm not going to go. It's not a Mokim Torah. I won't go. Not a Mokim Torah. So Rabbi Pam asked, how did he didn't tell him where he came from? He said, Rabbi, come with them, Kaimenu. So he said, is that a Mokim Torah? How do you know it's not a Mokim Torah? Maybe it's a Mokim Torah. So he said, because Rabbi Yossi Mekis made a kash. How do you know he's a Rebbe? He calls him Rebbe. Come. Oh, he has a beard. And Mestame's a Rebbe. He says, if that's your Asogis, so Mestame, you don't know me from Adam, but you call me a Rebbe already. So it seems the Chetzainius Dika appearance, that's by you a Rebbe already. So I see you're not coming from a Mokim Torah. Now, Mokim Torah, they have different ways to figure out who is a Ben Torah. Anyway, so this is the God of Lachi. So they're all masking that he should take more from the Tfisas Habayis in order that it's worthwhile for them. The Sheet Mekabetzis is Mesupik, so like he took an abundance for his clothing. The Sheet Mekabetzis clothes are Shaila. Now when they're talking about the Chaluk of the Yerusha, so let's say you have four brothers. Reuven is the Godolach. He took 2,000 talents. Shimon took 500. The Levi took 300. The Yehuda took 200. And now when it comes to the Chalukah, so they all started, he took 500, so that we have to deduct this from the Yerusha. So he clears a shayla, maybe the Godel Achi cannot make such a cheshbon with Shimon Levi Yehuda. You took 500, so listen, you took 2,000. So you bechlal in gabi your chelik of the Yerusha, you can't look about how much money he took for his clothing. Since you took much more, that means if each one, there's a shuman, each one, it's good. So we see each one, we see how much he took for clothing, and then this is deducted when we make the chalukas ha-yerusha. But if you took an enormous amount of money, and good, so don't gribble with Shimon Levi and Yehuda about the amount of money they took for clothing. Let us see Taisvitz. The God Alachi, so Taisvitz says, in Meichen, if Bishas, when he took the money for his clothing, they were Meichen, well, Shus B'yodo, they can do that also. He can't tell them, listen, it's for your Taiva, keep quiet. No, if they're Meichen, they're Meichen. That means at the present time, this is a common Rechush, this money is, we all have right to this money, and we feel that you're not entitled to this, so finished. They're entitled to be meich. But we're talking about a case, they weren't meich. He took much more than they ever took. So we assume that their keeping quiet is not, we'll make a husband later. That means sometimes if a person is taking care, it's with the ellis of the others that he should you should invest more money in his clothing, and this he should be more look more dignified and he'll be able to accomplish more. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Va'omar ule omar abalosa. Shaymer shemosa le shaymer pota. A shaymer means as follows. Reuven made Shimon a shaymer. Fine. And now Shimon goes without consulting Reuven at all. He goes, he takes the pekodin, and he goes and gives it to Levi. You watch it. So we have here a machloikes, and then by Levi something happened. So now we have a machloikes, Rabbi Lozo and Rob. Shomer shemosa l'shomer poter. He's poter. That's not called he was a pesheya. He's poter. If whatever happened by the second shomer, if it would happen by me, I'd be poter. So I'm poter if it happened by him. Beloi mi boi shemechinim shemosa l'shemer socho. Nochmen. That means I was a shemechinim. Shimon was a shemechinim of Reuven. Reuven didn't give him a penny for watching it. He's a shemechinim. Shimon comes over. Now Shimon has to go away. He can't watch this thing. He goes over to Levi. And he tells Levi, maybe you can watch this for 5 days. No, for free? What do you want? Fine, I'll pay you for it. So Shimon paid Levi money to watch it for 5 days. It's out of Shimon's pocket. Now, Levi is a Shema Socha. A Shema Socha has more obligations than a Shema Chino. So he's more careful in the Shmira because there's great obligations on him. So Memele, if Shimon gave it over to Hashem HaSocha, that means Shimon paid Levi to watch it. So he can't have any kindness to me. Listen, I got a better Shema for you. El afilu Shem HaSocha Shemosa L'Shem HaChinam. Afilu, the other way around. I'm a Shem HaSocha, you paid me. And now I gave it over to a Shem HaChinam. Now this, between you and me, the Shem HaChinam will offer a lesser darge of Shmire, because he's only a Shem HaChinam. Nami pota, Shrei Mosa leben das. I mean, it was given over to Ben Das. This is, and so that's called, I wasn't a Pesheya. I didn't leave your pagodin, left the door open. I gave it over to a Ben Das. He's a competent person. Good, he's not a Shem HaSach, a Shem HaChinam. That's not called, I was Pesheya. So Memele, whatever happens, if I would be Potter, let's see, if anoyness happened, I'm talking about Hashem HaSach gave over to Hashem HaChinam, anoyness happened, Mr. Mezuyim, anoyness happened, so I'm Potter. Because, listen, I gave it over to Ben Das, and then would have happened by me, I'd be Potter. So I gave it over to Ben Das, so my Ptur extends by the second Shem. That's what Rabbi Loza holds. Rava Omar, Shomer Shemosa L'Shomer Chayim. Boom, Fakir. A Shema gives over to another Shema, he's Chayim. V'loi mi boi Shema Socha Shemosa L'Shema Chinom D'Gruy Gari L'Shmirosa. Amazai, you're giving it over to an inferior Shema. You think you have no right to do this. You have no right to give over your Shema Socha and give it over to Shema Chinom. Ala filu Shema Chinom Shemosa L'Shema Socha Chayim. That means as follows. That means, let's say, Hashem Achinim gave over to Hashem HaSocha, and it got stolen. Who says it got stolen? Levi, the new Shema, the Hashem HaSocha, says it got stolen. He'll swear that it got stolen. So Reuven tells Shimon, listen, you tell me it's stolen, you swear that it got stolen. You, I believe, do the Shua. He says, I don't know if it got stolen. Levi says, listen, if you swear, it's good. I never trusted Levi with a shvur. You give over a shame or something, so that means that's the condition of the shmira. Everything is written in the small print. Something happens and you swear that it happened, I believe you. That's the mutual agreement of a shema. All the conditions of a shema. This Levi, I never I know this Levi from other affairs. Don't tell me that Levi's swearing. Finished. That some Mela, you can't swear, you have to pay. That's what Rav holds. I lem Emily Bishwur. Zogt Rashi. Now let's see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Sheme Shemosa L'Sheme Poto. Poto Horishen B'chol Oiso Dinim Shoye Potrim Oiso Etzloi. If it would have been by him, he would have been Poto. Poto Namei Hashte. Lemrinim Pshiye Hizu Shemosa L'Shach. You are Peshe, you have no right to do this. So you should be chayev. No. Loi mi boi shemechinim shemosa l'shem asocho. V'nignevo oi sheovdo de poto shemechinim. Keche de mifti ilo havo igave de loi po shemata. If he gave it over to Hashem asocho. So he's icha pot on the gneva v'veit. Di ilui al yelish mi rosei. The Shaymer Socha Moso Navshei Linture Tvaimi Shemechina. He puts more effort in the Shmira. Shrei Shaymer Socha Chaybin Neva Vaveda. Allah Filo Abalos is Veda Filo Shaymer Socha Shemoso Lashemechina. Hash the Gogol Shmirosa. It's also Potter. Shaymer Socha Bons. And if a nine has happened, the Mots Omle Balabai is Pashato Shemesal Tolacha. Shrei Moschola ben Dav. And Rava says, Chayva fila ba'onsin. Bishvue, because Atmem is li bishvue, the Shemachin and Nishba shalei posha. That is Rashi. Let us see Toisvis. Lai mi boi Shemachinam Shemosa le Shemesocha Peirish. The potter im nignevo oinevda. That means, this was a shemachina. And if the gneva would have happened by him, he'd be potter. The gneva happened by the shemachina he gave over to. So he's also potter because I wasn't peisheya b'shmiras hapitol. Umiyu shemachina. But now, it was stolen by the Shemesocha. Who made him a Shemesocha? We have here three people here. The Pekodin belongs to Reuven. He made Shimon a Shemechina. And Shimon got a hold of Levi, and he's paying Levi a Shemesocha to watch. And now it got stolen from Levi. So according to Rav Eloza, Shimon is Potter from Reuven. I'm a Shemechina, I'm stolen, I'm Potter. Finished. Now, what does Levi do? Who does Levi's Hashem Esoch? Levi's Mechuyiv to pay. So who does Levi pay to? The Taisus Amoira de Kazakh, which is a sugi in Hamavke. Umi Yushayim Esoch ki Mishalem Lebailam. He's going to pay the Bailam. Amoira de Kazakh, the Bailam didn't give him a penny. Shimon paid him. Shimon put the bill on and he made him Hashem Esoch. But Levi's going to pay the Bailam. That means a Shemel Socho pays to the owner of the Pikot. He doesn't pay to who's paying him. That means Shimon can't do Schoire with Reuven's Pore. Listen, I made you a Shemel Socho on a $1,000 payment. No, it got stolen. You give me the $1,000. No, he can't do Schoire with Peros and Shochabe. So the Gemara said, "Loi mi boy, according to Rav Elozer, shemachina shemosa l'shem osocha. The luyei al yei lishmirosa, ein lo porish al yei sheim nigna tachzer lebayla. Not pshad is." Because you got a better deal now. Now you got a better deal because if it's going to get stolen, you're going to get paid. That's a tatai shuluyal, ye. The gluye garye leyefshila forish binyan ze. Gluye garye, it's a baishbo. So the Gemara says of Hashem Asoch gave over to Hashem Achinim as gluye garye. If uluyal, ye means he's going to get paid from the Hashem Asoch. So if he's Hashem Asoch, he gave over to Hashem Achinim. So the Baalim is going to get paid from the first Shemesocha. Elohi ilui vageroim havi in the Oifen Hashmire, Shemar Socha, Mosar Namshay Tfeile Shemre Mishemachi. That's how Rashi said also. And the Rabbi says that no, that Atma Hemnesli Bishvuah. Levi Tamzeh. So this Taina Atma Hemnesli Bishvuah is Davke, if there is a legitimate reason that the Mafkid can say, you, I trust him, I had already soaking with him, I don't trust him. But what is Imasheni Nemon Yoisa Minarisha? What is, if we, less man the Polig, the second Shema is a more honest and trustworthy person. The first Shema gave it to the Chavetz Chaim to watch. Chavetz Chaim said, I'm honestly be sure. I mean, it's not almost a play of words. I don't believe him. He can only tiny, you don't believe him if he's a person that could be, there's a mockim not to believe him. But if the second Shema is a more trustworthy person than the first Shema, so then Mishenem Yesh Merishin Nira De Pota, and according to Rabbi Be Pota, Avo Ba Mafkid Iketay Machin. Molna Mafkid says another reason why Shema Shemosa L'Shema is Chay. Ein Ritzayni Shivikitayni Biyadach. Another Lomdes. I'm sorry, I gave it to you. You had no right to take my pekodin and give it to someone else. I'm not asking. You want to do it? First, speak to me. Don't do it on your own accord. And therefore, Rabbo, this you are pishayin the pekodin. I'm sorry. Vein shnei taimim alolu shavu kidemu chachosu. So according to this pshat, so you could have given it over to Chofetz Chaim. I don't care. I gave it over to you. You had no right to give it over to anyone else. I don't care who that person is. So Mela, you're called Ketiv Lapeshayim. Ein lakshis l'ula tohoche. Ula says the time is out. At memnesli bishvueh. Eichi poligahu taime, v'zicher such a taine of ein retzoini, omas nisni bepere kolaget, it's a mishne pere kolaget, im omar tu mimeno chayfetz ploini. If a person made a shliach, a person made a shliach to give a get to his wife, but he told the shliach, before you give the get to my wife, take this article from my wife. Loi yishalchenu biyadach. So he can't get someone else to take the article. Shein betzayni shipigdayni biyadach. Because he can tie that. Listen, I told you to take it. I don't want someone else to take it. Like Taisus Akash, so we see it's an ochne mishneh, that there is such a taina of ein retzayni. So how could Ula Omar Abelozo say over here that there's a different taina of Atman Nisli Bishvur? If he's an Ishnemon, then the locha will be that he can't taina this. It's a new taina of ein retzayni. Yishloima dohu lechatchile. The Mishnah in Gittin that says that he's not allowed to be memane someone else to take the article from his wife. That means lachatchila. Lachatchila is he not allowed to do it. Avoloi metzinu shi yischayv the eved alka. But Asugi is speaking about if he did do it, fine. It wasn't proper, it wasn't right. But what happens now if it was done, and now an oinus happened, or a gneiva v'aveda happened, will the first one be responsible? So that you don't have any right at all from that Mishnah. So therefore we have a machlokes ule and there were machlokes that didn't, what the time is, according to Rove, that says that Yechayev, what the reason is. The reason is, al tein retzoini, But the reason is, al pat mehem nesli b'shvua. Let's go further in the Gemara. Omar Ula Omar Abalos. Hilchise goivin minu abod. The Ula said, oh, b'shem Abalos, you could be goive from abod. So, goive. Rashi says, Choyv min ha'avod. A very interesting story over here. It can be Choyv min ha'avod. Omalei Rav Nachman, Lu'ule, Omar Rabbeloza. You're saying over a statement from Rabbeloza, Afilu miyasmi, it means that, what do you call Mehilchus the Choyv min ha'avod? That means Afilu from Yisayimim. That means that the father had an Evet, Knani, the father died, and now the Yisayimim have the Evet. Do you mean to say that you can run from the Yisayimim? And let us just understand what Pshat and Diskash is, because Rav Nachman held Avdi Kimetal Talidami, so Mamela says Metal Talidiyas, Vila Mishtabdi Lamal Chayv. So you wanted to clarify, what are you saying from Rabbeloz? He's saying a statement, you can be Goy Val Chayv and Evet Knan. Do you mean to include Afilu, the owner of the Evet died, and the Yisayimim Evet now. Do you mean to say Avdi Kimikarki Domi? That was the question. Let's see what you're saying. So he said, Loi, Mine. No. Abelazar never said such a thing. You're right. Avdi Kimital Tali Domi. 100% right. See soon. And if the loive has an evet, so the malva can go and take that. That's what Rav Nachman told. That's what Lula told Rav Nachman. So Lula didn't like this. Rav Elazar said, mine filim aglimid al kaspe. What do you tell me, mine? From the loive alone, I can take his shirt off of him to pay up the choiv. So what's the chiddush that I can take his evet away? I feel sure I can take away from him. So the Gemara says, "Ochem ha'iskin in shoso apoytiki." She said, "No, we're speaking about that he made it in apoytiki k'derove." The Omar Rove, and he made it in apoytiki. That means there was an agreement between the malve and the loive that you won from this evet. The payment is going to be from the seven. And the Omar Rove also avdei apoytiki umochoi. A person made an evet in apoytiki and he sold it. Balchoyv goyvei men. The Balchoyv goes over to the keich now and he's goyvei. Shere apoytiki umochoi. Ein Balchoyv goyvei men. He made a shere apoytiki. And he sold it. You can't be goive the share from the liquor. My time, ho is like ho less like. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, afilu miyasmi, imeis loive, enoflu kamiyasmi, mi omar abalosa, the balchoiv goive min avodin, the sea house goive avodin, the chemical kidom, is that what you're saying over Shem Rabbeloza? So, Ula said, no. Minei, min aloive atzmei, ma Rabbeloza, the balchayv goyve min avode. Kaporech minei, afilu min glimed al kas, what the chiddish it could be goyve minei. Apoiteki, the Mora says, it's been better than apoiteki, apoitehei koi. Kloimem mizei yehei lecho peroi. We made up that you'll be goive from this evet. Mashminen rabbeloza di mochoi goive balchoiv mimen. But if he sold it, goive balchoiv mimen. So, I'd just like to say, let's just go a little further and then we'll come back. Lebosel de nofat. So, this conversation between Rav Nachman and Ula was says in the Ula was saying a shiur for Talmidim and Rav Nachman, he said over b'shem Rav Loza, and Rav Nachman came in there. Rav Loza said, "Full miyashmi." No. Nay, it's poshut. A poitik. After Rav Nachman went out of the door, they shut the door. So then Ula told his Talmidim, "Amalu Ula, ochi Omar Rav Nachman after the miyashmi." Rav Loza said, "Afilu miyasmi." So Rashi says, "So Amar Rav Nachman, Ishtamtin Ule. Oh, Ule is doing things behind my back. That means he's hiding from me." So let's see what Rashi says. Zuk Rashi, "Amar Ule leYoshim lefono. Basta nafak Rav Nachman. Hachi Amar Rav Loza afilu miyasmi. Da avde kemikal kido." Rav Loza called out the chemical kid on me. So I'm a tartu the yasme. It's kalke the yasme. Ishtamtin ulo, nishmat mi meni, viyore, there's a gir saloima befona. He's scared to say it in front of me. Ishum, the sviro li, because I hold out the chemical kid on me. I hold out the chemical kid. That means I might slug him up or make Hashem blot out of him, so Mamela, he won't know what to answer. Listen, he heard from Rav Loza. Rav Loza was a big Talmud Chacham. Rav Loza was Al Avdika Mekarki. Rav Nachman started asking me, Shailas, I won't know what to answer him. So he waited till Rav Nachman left the room, and then he just told him. Just like to mention one thing, we won't have time to learn the Tosfos and also Poitiki, but L'chayre Shitas Rashi is as follows. Rashi says also a Poitiki, you mon from Lekuches. Rashi says you don't mon from Yisayim. So you don't mon, so this is a very interesting thing. You never mon from Lekuches without them. So Tosfos says, this is Avodim is a girl. Avodim is like a metal to them. Avodim is metal to them. Me'iker adin, he can't run. I sold an Eved to Alekev. He can't run from the metal to them from the Kutis. But it's a Gevald. Taisa says the Bobo Vasa, but it's a Gevald the Chutzpah. That means an Eved has a girl. Everybody knows that he lent money to this loiva, and the conditional get paid from this eved. Why did you buy the eved? It's a chutzpah. So Chazal made a takone that al nilu delis, this person lent money, he's relying on the eved, and you just can go and buy the eved and know all about it. Buy also shayre apoytiki. There's no kerlaish in all that this year apoytiki. So memele, so there's no kerlaish. There's no sheep. It's what he wants from me. So you don't want him to cook. But here there's a girl, and you knew about it, and you still bought it. So Chazal made a takone of Mila's Delos. A person is lending money, and he's relying on this Eved, and all of a sudden you go and buy it and ignore the situation. So Mamela, they said that he could mourn from this Eved. I just want to learn Taisvis. Afilo miglime da al kaspe. So we said, minei, he could even take the shirt off his back. So Taisvis in Yeshlosh 9. Don't take the shirt off his back if he has two shirts. Then you can take off one shirt and wear the other shirt. The mainly alechod, if he only has one shirt, or amaperke mekabel, the misadrum le balchoy. You have to leave over the balchoy something. That means there are certain bare necessities that a loive has to remain with. Taki owes money, but you have to leave over some bare necessity. So the if you only has one shirt, you won't take that shirt away from him. Inami. Then Taisa says, maybe he only has one shirt, and we will take it away from him. A merdiki case, betala sheshova meyamon. He has a shirt that's worth $1,000 silk shirt, and then he comes, the Malva comes, he lent him $100, and he don't have any money, nothing. And then he says, well, you have a beautiful shirt. You'll take the shirt off my back? Yeah. Well, take this $1,000 shirt, I'll give you a shirt for $20, I'll give you the change also, and I'll get my $100. Shemabisha noisa betalos haroiloi. Now, you have to get $1,000 shirt, and I have to lose my chayiv. I'm sorry. If he has $1,000 shirt, so that's, don't think of that's his shirt. $1,000 shirt, he's entitled. But we don't pass quite a bikiv. The time holds that we're not misadder, period. He can take all the shirt off his back, so then it's gold posture to Gemara. Minei filo miklimet al kaspe.